We're also watching some interesting technology here coming from Arkansas and a company called Gatik. Gautam Narang is the CEO of Gatik. He is joining us now. And this partnership between Walmart and your company, Gautam, has to do with the sort of middle mile, if you will, of delivery and transportation. So transferring stuff from a warehouse to the next step and then for the last mile of delivery. Obviously, you know, the grail for delivery is this type of driverless technology. How are you guys able to power it and actually get folks, or not folks, the vehicle out on the road at this point?
Now, you said it right. This solution, this technology is absolutely critical to make those, you know, 1 or 2 hour delivery window for online groceries. So in this particular use case, what happens is all the orders are being fulfilled at one of Walmart's dark store. From this fulfillment center, our trucks are, you know, operating and, you know, taking these orders to a local neighborhood market where the end consumers can come and do a curbside pickup. So what we are trying to do here is make it convenient and efficient for the end consumers to, you know, pick up these orders that are close and close to where they live. And with this technology on this particular route, frankly, we have been doing this for the last 2.5 years. And the big milestone here is that in August of this year, we became the first and the only autonomous trucking company to take the safety driver out.
Gautam, this is Emily McCormick. I wanted to ask what sort of safety safeguards that you have in place with the Gatik trucks, because my understanding is you don't necessarily have a driver or a person in the driver's seat, but you still do have an employee in the passenger seat of the truck. There's still a chase vehicle, and it does continue to operate only in fair weather conditions at this point. So can you talk a little bit about the safeguards that you have in place on that front?
Absolutely. So safety is table stakes at Gatik. You know, we think about safety front and center. It's in everything that we do, right? Everything to from the use case itself. So our use case is B2B short haul logistics. You know, to connect these pickup locations to the drop off sites, we take the most safest route. It might not be the most direct one, but might not be the most I would say efficient one, but this is the safest one. So for example, you know, we restrict the vehicles to the rightmost lane. We can take 3 right turns to make an unprotected left turns. So since the very beginning of commercial operations, we've had a 100% safety record. On this particular route, we have been operating for 2 years with a safety driver on board. And then after that, after looking at the data, looking at the progress, after involving all the local stakeholders, we decided to take the driver out. And to your point, yes, we do have a safety passenger on board and a chase vehicle. So when we engaged all the local stakeholders, this is Arkansas State Highway Commission, our customer, you know, the governor's office, mayor's office, and like the emergency services, everyone felt this was the, you know, the right step as we, you know, move towards fully driverless operations. So the safety passenger would come out in the coming months.
How far away do you think you are from doing cross-country trips with some of the larger Walmart trucks?
That's the beauty, right? Like, we don't have to do that. You know, this middle mile segment has been largely underserved, hugely overlooked. There was a huge gap in the market that, you know, Gatik is addressing. So high level, think of our use case as filling the gap between long haul trucking, which is highway only, right? Companies focusing on long haul trucking, they have to disengage their system as soon as they leave the highway. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have these smaller, slow-moving robots doing B2C delivery. We at Gatik are addressing this critical gap, the middle mile of supply chain that is absolutely needed for making these online groceries possible. You know, the trend that we are seeing in the industry is these retailers are moving towards this hub and spoke operations. And at Gatik, we are helping automate these hub and spoke operations for our retail partners.
And sort of on the flip side of that coin, are there certain parts of the country where this sort of hub and spoke model and the Gatik technology wouldn't necessarily work in the next couple of years, and where you think there is just potentially never going to be an opportunity because of the way that cities are laid out or because of the infrastructure currently in place?
I would say I wouldn't use the word never, but the current focus is on urban, semi-urban, and hybrid driving scenarios as well. So, you know, we choose routes where the regulations are in place where the conditions are somewhat favorable. So over the next few years, the focus is on deploying this technology and, you know, expanding our fully driverless operations along the southern belt of the country. But I do have to highlight that Gatik has been getting experience operating in inclement weather conditions, right? So we have a partner in Canada, Loblaw, which is Canada's largest retailer. We have been working with them for the last 2 years. We have seen two winters now. That experience of operating the trucks in extreme weather conditions is helping us improve the technology across all the other sites. So over the next few years, the focus is on markets with fair weather conditions. But, you know, down the road, we can see our technology being ready for different kind of weather conditions, different kind of markets all across North America.
I'm sure you've seen the valuations here looking very, very high for Rivian out of the gate here. Luminar, another LiDAR play, very successful IPO. When do you plan to come to public markets?
Well, over the last few months, the investor interest, both in private markets and public markets, have been, I would say, through the roof. Today, we are exploring all the options. We are, you know, on the balance sheet, we have a strong balance sheet, very well financed, working with like some strong partners. This is Koch Industries, Ryder, Goodyear, and Isuzu. So, have a strong set of backers, and a strong margin, revenue coming in. So, over the next few months, we will be expanding and scaling and looking at all the different options that we have available to us.